Jason, you had a bit of a rest while the other lads were on the T20. What have you been doing between tests and one dayers?
I took in a bit of the T20 game on TV. I still had a few days training, and I'm just trying to keep myself ticking over. It was a well-deserved rest for me, and I've been going hectically for this entire year, and still lots of cricket to be played at the back end of the year. So, a good few days off, and looking forward to this series here now in Lancashire.
Interesting captaincy challenge for you. You had one team for the tests and a pretty different looking side for the one dayers. How do you go about that?
The guys make it easier for me. The guys are easy to manage. I felt, the guys have really bought into things I've brought. Hopefully we can just rebuild this one day side. We've had some challenging times in the past. It will be a difficult task here in England in their conditions, in their backyard, but we're really up for it. It's good to have people back like Chris and Marlon. They bring a wealth of experience, and hopefully these guys can lead a bit for us with the bat.
Interesting to see too, in very English conditions on Saturday night, how well the West Indies played in the T20.
Yeah, it was really good to watch. As I said before, I wasn't part of it, but I felt the energy sitting in my hotel room watching it. I was really, really proud of the guys in tough conditions. It seemed really tough on TV. It was practically really cold, and to hear the English commentators and English players complain of how cold it is, you can only imagine how it was for our Caribbean boys. But credit must go to the Carlos and the group. I thought they played a tremendous game, and that has given us some momentum coming into this one day series.
And that momentum's always important. And anything in particular you're looking to make a statement in this first match?
I always stress on consistency. We struggled with that in the past. I think we're at a stage where we're trying to build a one-day team. Of all three formats, I reckon this is probably our weaker format. And it's just a chance for us, to get things going. Find the right combinations in this series and see how we move forward as a group. As I said before, it's really good to have some experienced guys coming back into the team to mix with a few of the youngsters. Hopefully these guys can bring a lot of value into the dressing room as they have done in the past. And I'm really looking forward to them mingling with the younger guys and scanning on the field and putting on some good performances.